second show.
Yeah. Thank you for coming to the second show.
This is Mr. Robin Bell on guitar.
It's a great pleasure to be here. I'd like to start off with a song called Someone You Need, which is a song I wrote with a gentleman called Duncan Sheik, who's an American songwriter. He's played here many times. He's a Buddhist buddy of mine. Teasing you tonight, but don't get worried when I start the first verse, because it is very deep, and don't think, oh, what's happened to Harry's voice? I just don't want you to start off in a state of anxiety, okay? It's just that when Duncan and I wrote this song, he does the verses and I do the choruses and the middle, well, we both share the middle eight, actually, but as you know, Duncan's got a much deeper voice than me, and I'm working on it. So I just wanted to give you as much information as possible. Okay? See how much I care about you?
Love you!
The streets here are empty. All the people went home. And I was just wondering if you're alone. So how have you been lately? I hear you're a little down. So do you think maybe I could come around? I could be someone you need. Keep you from burning in the hot summer sun. Roll your own clothing, a coat for your shoulder. Or I could be someone you need. We had coffee on 3rd Street. Talk for a time. Still have your letter. I know every line. So I hope this ain't coming from way out of the blue. 'Cause I got to thinking, and I thought of you. Keep you from burning in hot summer sun. Roll your own clover, a cup for your shoulder. I could be someone you need. Someone there when the world isn't fair. It's all just too good to be true. Someone to care for you.
Thank you very much.
think that song is the ultimate gentle chatter line. I could be someone you need. I could. And you possibly could see your way clear to liking me a bit. It's a very sort of English approach to romance.
Love you!
So, this next song is a song called Like to Get to Know You Well.
Oh, wow.
Yeah!
Thank you very much.
No kidding.
I apologise for anybody who's heard this story before, but I am enjoying telling it every time. And it is evolving. That's the great thing. You know, stories do evolve. It's even got a sort of, I don't know, a bit of a sort of visual element to it now as well. Which I'll come to later. Anyway, I'd like to get to know you well. Okay, I wanted to translate this song into as many different languages as possible to put on the cover. You know, French, German, Chinese, Japanese. As many languages as possible. And that was the single cover. And we were going to release it in Japan as well, so we sent the artwork out to Japan. And in the middle of the night, got this frantic call back saying, "How cannot release, right? To get to know you well." Cannot release, and they were really serious about it. Very, very upset, panicking. Cannot release. Probably more like this, cannot release. And apparently, what had happened was that the translation that we had done was, "I'd like to force myself upon you." Which is not really the spirit of the song. So we got that changed. I won't be doing that version tonight. It doesn't scan. It doesn't scan very well, man. "I'd like to force myself upon you in the politest, nicest way." "I'd like to force myself upon you." We'll do the traditional version, shall we? Look, I'll slip in a bit of French and German, you know. Not Japanese in this case. Right. 3, 4.
Inside, that's getting really well. That's getting.
Going to the piano and doing very short versions of songs, like he wasn't like feeling good about it. And yeah. Yeah, let's not do that one. Let's go on to the next one. So Pearl in the Shell. And so I wanted to have a set piece thing, because his band, when I saw him, had all these amazing sort of like set piece riffs that they'd all do in unison together, and it was incredible. So I wanted to have one of my own, and that's the thing we do at the end. See, so now you know.
Yeah!
It's 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3.
Thank you.
Acoustic-ish, and Robin's going to be very involved in that. And I'll bring the songs.
We heard it. We love it.
And one of the songs that I've been trying out loads of different songs. This is one called, what's it called now? Yeah, it's called Straight Ahead. And do you know the song You'll Never Walk Alone? Do you know that? Yeah, it's a Rodgers and Hammerstein song. I always thought it was written by Jerry and the Pacemakers. Because as Jerry Marsden always sings it at Liverpool Football Club, you know, it's the song of Liverpool that all the fans sing. But it's an amazing song about, you know, you'll never walk alone and, you know, you'll fight on and all that stuff. I love all that. I love songs that really give you, you know, a boost when you need it. And this is one that I've written with an American friend of mine called Corey Josias, and it goes like this.
Straight ahead, summer.
go back to the first album now and do a version of a song called Don't Always Look at the Rain.
Oh, and, love you, Howard!
Great, thank you, I love you as well. Thank you for coming. And this song, it's actually, you know, it's on that first album, but it's actually quite a jazzy song, really. And there's a line in it that goes, and Joseph, who's 5 years old, stops fights in the playground yard. And Joseph now is, I just went to his wedding. He's 30. So there we are. And I've known him since he was 5, yeah. Yeah, and so much wiser. Now I must say I am very, very happy with the way things are going. I got the chance to experience all the, you know, playing Madison Square Garden and, you know, being on MTV and doing all that big star stuff. But actually, you know, if you really want to get on and be an artist and write songs and communicate things, this is the perfect type of person. Yeah! I'm glad you agree with that, because you know, sometimes I always feel that maybe fans think that, you know, I don't try hard enough to get on the radio and get to a big time enough, but actually, I always keep saying, actually, this is just right for me, because it's on a human scale. Yeah. And so you can see the people at the back and the front, and, you know, and everyone can hear and see.
Yeah.
It's about communicating. Great. I feel dead chuffed about that. It's good. So anyway, so this is Don't Always Look at the Rain.
days walking around London, getting into taxi cabs, and eating ice creams and kissing. if you believe the video, anyway. Because the director thought that, you know, the idea of indicating everlasting love would be mummies. And so as part of our research for this song, Robin and I went to Egypt over the New Year, and we did a gig on the edge of the Red Sea, and we took a trip to the Valley of the Kings, and went to see all the amazing tombs where the ancient pharaoh kings were buried, and it was amazing, actually. It was. Yeah, and we saw the tomb of Tutankhamun. And what was that other one? Hatshepsut. Yeah, the temple of Hatshepsut. You have to be very careful how you say that. Yeah, very careful. Very careful. And it brings me to mind of a recent story. I said this is a joke, actually, that Robin made up. Robin's always making up great jokes, and this is one of them. And am I setting it up well? I don't know. If I say it's a great joke, that means you're going to have to fall about laughing. On the way back from the last gig we did in the UK, on the way to America, we stopped off in a place called Aylesbury, and it was 4 o'clock in the morning, and I was looking out of the windscreen of the car, and I was looking over to this car park in the middle of the town, and honestly, it looked like there was a pyramid. I don't know what it was some sort of building, but it was looking like it was a pyramid floating above the car park. And so I said to Robin, there's a bloody pyramid in that car park. And he said, yes, it's the temple of Tutankhamun. That's a bloody good joke, you ask me. What's it like having somebody do your material? Let's sing the song now. The song is called Everlasting Love.
He wasn't looking for a pretty face. She wasn't searching for the latest style. He didn't want someone who walked straight off the TV. She needed someone with an interior smile. He wasn't looking for a cover in the back seat. He wasn't looking for a 5-minute thrill. She wasn't thinking of tomorrow or next week. This big and seeming to permanently fill. Thank you. sunshine. Something special, something good. Is it love worth waiting for? Is it love worth waiting for? Put in a nice one that push. Something special, something good. Is it love worth waiting for?
Tomorrow Is Now, and it was written with a lady called Jane Weedham from the Go-Go's. And we wrote this song in this castle in France. I'm sure people have told you that before. It's like a sort of songwriter's boot camp. And Miles Copeland bought this place in France, and he didn't know what to do with it, so he thought he'd get a load of songwriters to go and live there and make them write songs every day. But I mean, now you do kind of live in the lap of luxury, and you have all this lovely French wine and fantastic cooking and everything. But the deal is that every day you have to write a song, and you get put together with two other people. And then by lunchtime, you pretty much have to write a song. And then in the afternoon, you go into one of the little studios around the castle, and you have to record a demo. But you can use any of the artists that are around, you know, to help you make it. And then the following evening, you have to play it to everyone at dinner. So, like, it's a very high pressure situation. You know, because everybody there has kind of, you know, done quite a lot of stuff and, you know, had a lot of success. So you kind of have to get it right. And it's very interesting because you go into a room with people you never met before. Or you might know them, but you've never met them, and you have to kind of drop all your guard and get on with writing a song. And it's amazing what happens, and every day a song comes out. Except I think Pat McDonald, he goes a lot there, and he usually only gets a couple of songs done because he's so incredibly detailed about the way he writes songs. Amazing guy. Anyway, this is the one. Jane is responsible really pretty much for the lyrics of this song. Because she kind of really got, she understood what I was about, I think. And I really appreciate that. She really did nail it. So it's called Tomorrow's Now. 2, 3, 4. From the new electronic album, it's a song called Respected.
And there's only a couple of songs that kind of work as an acoustic treatment. And I think this one, you know, most of my songs translate very nicely back to acoustic ones, but not the new album, because it was very much done in an electronic frame of mind. But this one works. Tonight, and I make the apology.
This is a song, this is a fun song. It didn't get written under fun circumstances. It sounds like it was written in the Caribbean, didn't it, when I was on the, I used to call Life in One Day, so. It sounds like it was written on some sort of fun vacation, you know, in Jamaica or something, but it wasn't. The circumstances were very different. I was, I just finished Dream Into Action, the album, and I was very excited about it, incredibly excited about it. Oh, I had all these songs, you know, Things Can Only Get Better, and No One Is to Blame, and Look Mama, and Salt and Battery, and all these songs. And the record company came down to hear it, and they were totally underwhelmed by it. They just, you know, it was like, it was so, oh man, it was just horrible, it was horrible. And in those days, I used to listen to what record companies used to say. Of course, now that I have my own record company, I don't. And anyway, so they came down, and I was incredibly depressed about it. But so they said, look, there's no singles on this album, because that's what they always say that. Actually, now there was a subplot. They were trying to push me into something. Anyway, so I panicked, and I spent 2 weeks over Christmas having this hell of a time, and I wrote this song. And it was very ironic, because I was in a state of, you know, intense agony and anxiety, and he goes, you know, don't try and live your life in one day, don't go speed your time away. And I suppose there's a bit of self-therapy going on, really. I was writing it to myself. Anyway, I've got to be very grateful to the record company now for making me write this song, so.
So seriously, play the flute and dance and sing your song. Jai, jai, here and now, the future will take care of itself somehow. A grass and evergreen are over there. It's time to wear away the storm.
But you can! So I'll just sing it for you once, and then you know, invite everyone to sing it. Somewhere away the storm. There's a harmony that you could do. Okay, who are the good singers there? Put your hands up. Who are the good singers? Okay, so if you can go. Okay. All right, that sounds like the men there. That sounds good. Okay, now, so if everyone else who isn't singing that, can they do the normal one? Okay, got that? Now let's put it together. Ready? 3, 4. Oh, man. That was fantastic. That is a first. That is really great. So, do you want to do it again?
Yeah.
3, 4. Yeah. This might be the first ever. I mean, an audience is singing in harmony. That's like absolutely. Do you think so? Or is this just a normal thing around here? Do you kind of get together in the bar before? Sort of like impress all the artists. Oh, well, great, I don't know what to do now. This song could last at least 45 minutes. So time will wear away the storm. Ooh. Okay, well, let's go over that low part again. All over the world to respond to these records, but you got a head start on all of them. Because you're doing the harmony, I mean, we could add a third, I suppose. That'd be very adventurous. I always want to push it too far, don't I? I mean, I can't be happy to just do it. No, the last, it's actually quite hard. No, another time. I'll work out a better strategy for next time. Okay? So that means you have to have your back now.
Yeah!
Which I'm thrilled to do. You know, I really should get on with the slideshow. Time will wear away the storm. I
what you can do.
The walls are gathering around my door.
I see it in my
soul. I turn in my life one day.
Is Don't Crack Up, or Bend Your Brain, or See Both Sides, or Throw Off Your Mental Chains. But no, people used to go in and say, they used to go in saying that, and then they said, no, but we've got this song called New Song, do you want that? So, after that, I did realise that you had to include the chorus line in the title. Deep learning curve for me. Anyway, this song was my manifesto. It was about, you know, it didn't have very typical pop song lyrics. Challenging preconceived ideas was one of them. And I don't think that Elvis ever used to put that in his songs. anyway, yeah, it was like my manifesto. And so here it is. New song.
Song. Oh, don't we fall out just
everyone knows this one in America. They don't necessarily know that it's my song, but they know the song. And so it's like feels that you know. It's just a great thrill to have a song like that. And so I'm going to play it for you now.
Jones,
When I scared to lose enough security, talk to the wall. Future dreams we have to realize. A thousand skeptics will keep us from the things we plan, unless we cling to the things of Christ. And if you feel scared, follow what's not before time. And if we do it all, that's the only.
Ha ha.